From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that many New Yorkers don't understand when and where to get vaccinations, as the state has had much trouble with its distribution of shots for COVID-19. Larry Schwartz, who is leading Governor Andrew Cuomo's vaccination efforts, told county leaders and health officials January 15th that pharmacies, and I quote, must vaccinate those over 65. Hospitals must prioritize Phase 1A healthcare workers, end quote. But county executives are pushing back, saying things are still not clear. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said, and I quote, pharmacies have so few doses. Where do seniors and the vulnerable go? End quote. He also said that many county vaccination databases are still not yet synced to the state monitoring system, which further frustrates those attempting to get a vaccine. Many observers have suggested that the large state-run vaccination distribution locations, such as the one at the University at Albany, had more open appointments. Onondaga County Executive J. Ryan McMahon said it might be easier to sign up online at those large state-run sites, and that means the folks who were quite tech-savvy were the ones who got all of those appointments at state-run vaccination sites, end quote. The state and county leaders are on the same page about one thing. They both want more vaccinations to arrive soon. Schwartz said, and I quote, it's upsetting to me that I can't offer more doses to be able to vaccinate more people, and that's because of the federal government not providing a greater allocation, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Emily Munson reports for the Times Union that the owners of Stewart's Shops have halted all political contributions after their extensive donations to Republican Elise Stefanik were discussed online after the attempt to overthrow fair election results last week. Stefanik voted in the U.S. House of Representatives against certifying presidential election results last week, hours after hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump murdered a police officer as they attempted to take over the federal government. Stefanik has yet to admit that the presidential election was free and fair. Stewart's president, Gary Dake, and his family gave $34,800 to Stefanik's campaign and her joint fundraising committee in the 2020 election cycle. Dake said the contributions to Stefanik were because of her support for local dairy farmers. A spokesman for the Stewart's Shops said, and I quote, Stewart's Shops was founded as a dairy company, and 100 years later, Stewart's remains a dairy company, supporting 20-plus local dairy farms, end quote. But now, and I quote, all political contributions will be paused for the time being for further review, end quote. In recent days, American Express, AT&T, Dow Incorporated, Amazon, General Electric, Comcast Corp., Marriott International Incorporated, Verizon Communications, Airbnb Incorporated, Nike, and Walmart have all said they will temporarily stop contributions to lawmakers who voted against certifying 2020 Electoral College votes. Blue Cross Blue Shield said it would suspend contributions to those lawmakers who voted to undermine our democracy. Other New York Republicans who voted against accepting the free and fair election results include Representatives Lee Zeldin of Shirley, Nicole Maliotakis of Staten Island, and Chris Jacobs of Orchard Park. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Ed McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. A Schenectady man was arrested late January 16th for his participation in the storming of the U.S. Capitol, according to the FBI Albany office. Brandon Fellows, a 2012 Niskayuna High School graduate, was charged with violent entry of restricted grounds for his role in the siege during the certification of the Electoral College results January 6. Fellows bragged about his role in the violence on his social media accounts. Fellows said to Bloomberg News, and I quote, "Did I think I was going to get in trouble? No," end quote. The FBI has so far arrested more than 100 people and has more than 200 case files open. A Rochester man and a Syracuse man have been apprehended and charged in connection with the storming of the Capitol. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the FBI arrested Edward Lang, 26, a man with ties to Sullivan County, for his participation in the attack. He was taken into custody January 16th at a residence in the city of Newburgh. He posted videos on his Snapchat account throughout the afternoon of January 6, including one showing him smoking a joint with his feet on the desk of Senator Jeffrey Merkley, an Oregon Democrat, as well as posting an image of himself atop a police motorcycle. Fellow is scheduled to make his first court appearance this week in the Northern District of New York. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Greenville Board of Education last week held its first business meeting for the calendar year, with business official Janet Massman presenting a $33 million rollover budget for the 2021-22 school year. She said the rollover spending plan will be used as a starting point for the new budget, assuming that all programming and staff remains the same. Spending increased by $731,205, or 2.27%, over the current school year. The amount will likely change between now and the May budget vote, according to Massman. Tax levy increases for school districts statewide will be capped at 1.23%, down from 1.81% last year. Massman noted that Greenville District is still awaiting $183,198 in state aid from last year. Massman said, and I quote, "That is money they are withholding that we still have not received," end quote. She added, and I quote, "The governor has said during one of his speeches that they aren't withholding any aid. They just haven't released it yet," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo has warned of potential 20% cuts in education and municipal aid as the result of state spending and debt acquisition during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the New York State Educational Conference Board, a 20% state aid reduction equates to about $5.2 billion. The next Greenville budget workshop is scheduled for 6 p.m. Monday, February 22nd. Meetings are held remotely and can be accessed online at the district's website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.